So Jude, what I would like for you to do is to see if you can give an introduction to my viewers as to how you got started, who you are, and how you got started in the business.
Well, the way we got started in this business was, I was in car business for 7 years and dealt with credit every day. A lot of people were coming to the door, 60% or more, that couldn't buy a car.
Mm-hmm.
If they could, they were paying in excess of 20% interest.
Wow.
Which, raising the interest rate would almost make their payment where they couldn't make it. It makes it almost unreachable for them. They wanted to try to make it because they needed the car, but that amount was out of their budget.
Yeah.
So, doing consulting work in Huntsville, Alabama. I was doing consulting work for a car dealership that did over 300 used cars a month in my. Now, that may not seem a lot to people who are into the car business, but that's a very, very huge number.
Yeah.
And they were selling almost 80 to 90 a month, but that 300 just from credit repair. So, I learned about it in Huntsville, Alabama. Brought out to Texas almost 8 years ago. We've been a very, very strong company since then.
Okay. So we are just going to go straight into the interview and questions. And right now, we all see what's going on in the economy. And I just wanted you will just give the listeners some reasons why it's very important for them to get a credit fixed in this economy that we are facing.
Well, more and more every day, credit score is everything to do with just everyday life.
Yeah.
Buying a home, buying a car, buying places for your children.
Mm-hmm.
Interest. A banker told me this one time. He told me interest was like cancer. It will finally eat your life, which is a real story. And your credit score has everything to do with being able to buy.
Yeah.
Plus, if you can, has everything to do with interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Credit card companies almost made 41% on their money last year on late fees alone.
Wow.
Plus, the interest rate that they charge, it almost makes the economy and the way that things are run nowadays, it almost makes it impossible with a good credit score to be able to survive unless you're just going to pay cash.
Yeah.
And some people have paid cash for years, but at this point in time, they just want to get back on their feet to become a part of the society and be able to buy what they need to buy.
Yeah, I mean, especially with what's going on right now, where banks are just tightening up on credit. Even those with the best credit scores find it very difficult. Talk less of those who don't even have credit or even have great credit yet.